弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
最近教会的执事同工们觉得我们应当有祷告会来祈求复兴。
Recently, the church board has been discussing the issue that we need more prayer for a church revival.
所以我也在圣经里开始到处的是来看讲到复兴的教导。
So Reverend Lin has been searching the Bible to look at some of the teachings about revival.
我就在尼希米记里面看到，在尼希米的时代，当时的神的子民有一个很大的复兴。
Reverend Lin saw that in the book of Nehemiah, in that era, there was a great revival.
故此呢，我们看到他们复兴走过的路。
We can see the road that and the steps they have taken for revival.
我们也可以今天一同的来从他们的复兴的经历中来学习。
And today we can learn from their experience.
各位的手上都会有一份是三张纸的，是不同颜色的，是稿子。
You should have a three-page of the sermon notes that's different colored.
因为我今天会提到很多的经文。
Today we will be reading a lot of passages.
所以我们没有把这些经文完全放在 PowerPoint 上。
We did not list all these passages in PowerPoint.
因为如果用 PowerPoint 的话，我们变成特别又是中英文，我们需要做很多张很多张。
Because we need to do it in both Chinese and English, and there will be too many slides.
所以我们在印在这个是纸上给大家。
So we have printed out on paper for you.
而且用不同的颜色，好让我们一会提到的时候，大家都能够清楚明了。
It's also color coded, so you can know which page we're referring to.
在我们开始的时候，让我们同心祷告。
Before we start, let's pray.
全能慈悲的天父，我们仰望你。
Almighty and merciful Father, we look upon you.
你当年怎么样子帮助回归的以色列人是能够有复兴
？How you have revived those Israelites who have returned right now? We also ask the same.
我们如今也同样的祈求。
And today we ask for you.
愿主你自己来复兴我们的教会。
May you revive our church, Lord.
复兴我们个人。
Revive individuals.
复兴我们的家庭。
Revive our families.
也复兴我们的社区和国家。
Revive our community and country.
愿主你自己就透过你的话语来到帮助我们。
May you use your words to help us.
愿主你自己的话语都落在好心田里，如同好土，结出百倍的果实来。
May your words fall on good soil so that we can be fruitful for you.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 我们在尼希米的时代能看到上帝的子民经历了极大的复兴。
The time of the prophet Nehemiah, we see that God has given a great revival.
在这个以前，我们知道他们是犹大国的人，是被掳到巴比伦去70年。
Before that, the people of Judah were basically exiled into Babylonian.
他们在当时世界最大的首都之一巴比伦安定地居住下来。
They lived in the capital of Babylon for 70 years.
他们在那里结婚生子做生意是生活下去。
They lived there, they married there, they have their own families there.
所以当尼希米说我们回去是耶路撒冷重建城墙。重建圣殿的时候，不是很多人回去。
So when Nehemiah was calling them to go back to the city of Jerusalem to rebuild that city to live there, not many people followed.
但是有一些是有心的人是回去了。
But some of them, they have this heart for the Lord and they went back.
但是他们其实在当时来讲，可以说是一批乌合之众。
But at that time, this group of people, they don't really have much organization among them.
那他们是一盘散沙。
They're like a plate of sand.
他们很多人可能是都是在巴比伦出生长大的。
They grew up in Babylon.
在异教的文化当中成长。
They grew up in the culture of a different religion.
当他们回到神的答应赐给他们的土地上，他们要怎么做
？So what should they do after they return to their promised land?
所以当时文士以斯拉。
So at that time, Israel.
有人说伊斯拉是最早的文士，也是圣经教师的代表。
Some people say Israel was the first teacher of the law.
是开始就和尼希米一同的配合，是让这些人能够复兴起来。
He worked with the prophet Nehemiah to revive the people.
我们从他们的记载当中
，from their recording，
我们看到他们复兴的路是有三个重要的布局。
We can see the steps to revival, the three very important steps.
第一，我们看见他们阅读、学习并且聆听上帝的话。
Number one, they read, study, and listen to the word of God.
在尼希米记八章一到八节那里记载的很清楚。
It's very clearly recorded in the book of Nehemiah, chapter 8, verses 1 to 8.
当然，他们那个时代不可能像我们今天这么样子。
At that time, it was very different from what we are today.
当我们今天还能每个人都能够人手一本的有圣经。
Today, almost every one of us have a Bible.
有些还的人还有很多本。
And many of us has many books.
我们在家里也有很多圣经都放在还的那个橱窗的架子上，是在长霉。
And at home, we have many, many Bibles. I'm sitting there collecting dust.
我记得我从小的时候那个父亲曾经跟我讲过。
When Reverend Lin was little, he remembered his father said.
他说那个因为我们住在香港很潮湿。
At that time, they live in Hong Kong. It was very humid.
我们的圣经父亲都是买最好的，是皮的，真皮的。
And the Bible at that time, they bought these leather-bound Bible.
他说好呢，你看不看圣经，其实很明显的看得出来的。
It's very obvious if you have read your Bible.
因为在香港的那种潮湿的环境里面。
Because in Hong Kong, in that kind of humid environment.
如果你的圣经常常打开，常常用，就不会长霉。
If you keep using your Bible often, then you will not have mold on it.
但是如果你把它摆在一边，你不看不用，过一阵子，那个圣经的皮面就开始长霉了。
But if you leave it and don't use it, after a few days, you will have mold on it.
所以当你不读神的话，不单单神知道，连圣经都告诉说你没有看我。
So if you do not read your Bible, not only the God knows, but the Bible itself is reminding you.
当我父亲也教我，圣经长了霉怎么办？
Reverend Lin's father also taught him, what do you do when the Bible has mold on it?
我是买那个就是伤风擦鼻子的那种 Vicks, 然后沾一点。用那个棉花在上面好好的揉。
Use a cotton ball and use a Vicks solution to just clean it up.
直到揉到那个把所有的霉都揉掉。
You can actually clean up the mold on the leather.
但是那个你的圣经就有那个 Vicks 药膏的味道，好像就。
But then your Bible will smell like Vicks.
所以他们那个时代不是像我们今天人手一册。
At that time, they did not have a Bible available to them.
所以他们是需要聚在一起来的听。
So they gather together to listen to the reading.
我们看到圣经说，他们以色列人住在自己的城里，他们如同一人的聚集在一起。
So at that time, they live in the city and they gather together.
然后文士以斯拉将耶和华律法是带来。
So the teacher of the law, Israel, brought out the book of the law.
所以他们将律法书从早晨到晌午，大家都一起站着在那里听神的话。
So they stood from early morning on to listen to the reading of the word.
我们今天实在是很的舒服。
And now we are very comfortable these
days. 是你们坐着，我站着。
The congregation can sit and the pastor has to stand.
然后还有冷气。
And we also have air conditioning.
若讲长了，还有人指表。
If you talk too long, someone will point at the clock for you.
在那个时代没有。
At that time, there's no such a thing.
在那个时代，大家都站着听神的话。
At that time, everyone stood to listen to the word of
God. 从清早站到中午。
From the morning till the afternoon.
那大家都是恭敬的听
，and they listen attentively，
并且当时因为是有很多的人
，at that time there were many many people，
所以我们看到他们的读法是跟我们今天不一样
，so the way they read the Bible was very different。
我是那个中气不足，常常是讲吴侬软语的人
，at this time right now, Reverend Lin was saying that he can't really read for a very, very long time.
但是在那个时代，伊斯拉除了站在特别的木台之上，还有旁边有十几个人在他的两边，是他讲一句，大家又读一句，那样子好让更多的人听到。
At that time, Israel was stood on a high wooden platform with many people around him, and he would read one verse, and the people would respond and read one verse back.
然后除此之外，我们也看到有好多的人是在旁边当中，使百姓明白律法第七节，百姓都站在自己的地方。
At that time, all the people are stood in the places where they should be standing.
这些好像伊斯拉的助手都是清清楚楚的念神的律法，讲明意思，使百姓明白所念的。
So the assistant for Israel instructed the people in the law and explained to them.
所以他们那个时代虽然有很多的不容易，但是他们仍然的每个人都去学习聆听，并且明白神的话语。
So even though there are many obstacles, but they're willing to gather to listen, to understand, and to apply God's word in their lives.
比起他们，我们其实今天容易的多了。
Compared with them, we had it very, very easy.
我们今天轻省的多了。
Today is our burden is much lighter.
所以我们也应当更是乐意来阅读、学习并聆听上帝的话。
So we should be more willing to gather together to listen and to learn from the words of the Lord.
从今年年初开始
，From the beginning of this year，
我们所有的执事，我们所有的教会的受薪同工，我们都用同一本的材料来到是灵修。
So all the deacons and the co-workers are using the same book for the devotion，
使得我们都能够大家看同一样的圣经，也能够看同一样的是学习的材料。
So they will be reading from the same book, the same passages, and learning for the same lesson.
但是有一些教会，他们是整个教会1500人用同一样的东西。
Actually, many churches, including one that's 1500 people, they all read the same book together.
所以我是一步一步的，也希望我们能够是都能够采用同一的灵修材料。
So Reverend Lin would also like our church to use the same devotion material together.
我们不过180人，平常礼拜天。
We have about 180 people.
人家1500人都能够做到，我们180人更应该能够做到。
Some churches have more than 1,500 people that are able to do it, so we should be able to do this.
每人每个月5块钱买灵修材料。
Everybody, every month spend $5 to buy the devotional material.
然后我们一起来学习。
We can learn together.
我们还能是看到他们不单单的阅读、学习，并且聆听上帝的话。
Not only did they read, study, and listen to the word of God.
他们向上帝承认祖先及自己所犯的罪。
They also confess the sins of their ancestors and of themselves.
我们看到他们听了神的话语之后
，After they heard the word of God，
他们从神的话语中看到自己的亏欠。
From the word of God, they have seen their own sins.
看到自己的不足
，Look at their iniquities.
所以他们一同的是聚席进食，身穿麻衣。尼希米西九章一节。是头蒙灰尘来到，是站着承认自己的罪恶和列祖的罪孽。
So at that time they gathered together, fasting and wearing sackcloth and putting dust on their heads, confess their sins.
我们看到圣经上这里第三节说，那日的四分之一，他们站在自己的地方念神的律法，有四分之一认罪。敬拜耶和华他们的神。
Verse 3, they stood there where they were and read from the book of the law of the law of the Lord their God for a quarter of the day and spent another quarter in confession and in worshiping the Lord their God.
当我们来到亲近神的时候
，As we draw close to the Lord，
我们看见神的圣洁
，We can see the holiness of God。
我们就看见自己的不足
，We can see our iniquity。
看见自己的亏欠
，See our lacking。
看见自己的罪恶
，And our sins。
这是我们每个人是自然的反应。
This is a very natural response.
你想先知以赛亚是那么样子被神重用的一个人。
Just take a look at the prophet Isaiah.
当他来到神的殿中
，When he came before the temple of the Lord.
当他是好像看到神的异象
，When he saw the vision of the Lord.
看到神是高高的坐在宝座上
，When he saw the Lord sitting on the throne.
看到好像。是天使在唱圣哉圣哉圣哉。
Saw the angels singing holy, holy, holy.
以赛亚的第一个反应
，Isaiah's first response，
不是拿一个录影机出来开始还能录。
It's not start recording all the things that he saw。
而是说，还能他说祸哉，我灭亡了。
He said, woe to me, woe to me。
因为我是一个嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民众。
Because I'm an unclean person。
他看到他自己的过犯。
He saw his own sins.
他也看到他周遭的全民的过犯。
He saw the sins of his people.
当我们来到亲近神的时候
，As we draw close to the Lord,
我们需要看到自己的不足。
We should be able to see our own iniquities.
只有当我们愿意来亲近神
，Only when we're willing to draw close to the Lord,
我们可以得着洁净
，that we can be cleansed.
正如我们传福音一样。
Just like we will preach the gospel message.
才能传福音，今天最困难的一步就是说，跟人讲你需要认罪。
The most difficult step is to tell others that you need to confess.
我们常常还能传福音四个步骤。
The four steps of evangelism.
第一个是讲神对我们生命的计划。
First, we talk about God's plan for us.
第二是讲人的需要，就是我们有罪。
Secondly, we talk about our needs because we are sinful.
第三讲到神预备了救主耶稣基督。
Third, talk about God has prepared Lord Jesus Christ for us.
第四最后是讲到我们如何的能够接受耶稣的赦免和救恩。
And number four, talk about how we can accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior.
常常最困难叫人接受的。
The most difficult step.
就是说要人承认自己是罪人。
Is to ask others to confess that they're sinners.
但是还能，除非人看到自己是罪人，需要神的赦免。
But unless they see there is themselves as sinners who need God's forgiveness.
人需要耶稣基督的救恩。
We all need the salvation of Jesus.
不然的话，这个人没有办法来到信靠耶稣。
Otherwise, this person cannot accept Jesus as his personal savior.
这是可以说是福音最难的地方。
This is one of the most difficult steps in the
但却是必须的。
But it's necessary.
因为只有当一个人看到自己是罪人。
Because only when you see yourself as a sinner.
能让我们知道我们是需要神的赦免。
To know that we need the forgiveness of God.
我们需要耶稣的救赎。
We need the salvation from Jesus.
我们也会因为得到这份的救恩而感恩。
And through the salvation we give thanks.
不然的话我们不会觉得我们需要耶稣。
Otherwise, we don't see the need for Jesus.
耶稣不是庙里的菩萨。
Jesus is not an idol in the temple.
不是说你再拜一拜他，然后呢你就呢有求必应，从心所欲。
It's not that you just worship him and he will give you whatever you want.
好像有句话说，要啥有啥。
Whatever you want, that God will give it to you.
上帝不是怎么样。
Our God is not like that.
上帝是神圣的庄严。
Our God is a holy God.
但他也是有爱的。
And he also loves us.
只有当我们明白上帝爱我们多深。
Only when we understand how much God has loved us.
甚至将他的独生子赐给我们。
Given us his one and only son.
替我们而死。
Die for us on the cross.
我们才会是真心乐意的来到感谢而跟随他。
And we'll be truly be willing to follow him and to thank him.
不然的话
Otherwise,
这个人的信仰不会坚固。
The faith will not be, cannot stand firm.
这个信仰只是很浅。
The faith is very shallow.
可能是一个文化基督教。
It could be a cultural Christian.
可能只是按的那个，好像是一个精神的寄托。
Just become your spiritual refuge.
所以只有来到神的面前，人知道自己有罪，需要神。人才会能够是愿意甘心乐意来信靠耶稣。
Only when you truly come before the Lord, recognizing that you are a sinner, that you'll be willing to accept Jesus as your personal
Savior. 所以我们看到这些的人，他们也是来到神的面前，看见自己的亏欠，看见自己的不足，知道需要神的赦免。
So we see these people, they also come before the Lord, recognizing their own sins and recognize the need for forgiveness.
所以他们来到神面前认罪。
They come before the Lord to confess.
祈求神的赦免。
Ask for God's forgiveness.
并还有一点很重要的。
One more thing is very important.
就是神是圣洁的。
That God is holy.
当一个我们人有罪的时候。
When we have sin.
我们就如同是肮脏的。
We're like a dirty rag.
那所以我们是变成在神的眼中是很脏很脏。
In God's eyes, we are unclean.
如果你今天到一个餐馆去吃东西，
If today you go to a restaurant to eat,
端上来一个很漂亮的一个菜，
There's a very beautiful dish that came out.
然后还能那个吃到中间里面一个蟑螂，
In the middle, you're eating it, you recognize there's a cockroach in it.
你要不要再吃下去？
Will you continue to eat?
你是不是把蟑螂挑走，然后继续慢慢吃？
Do you just take out the cockroach and continue to eat?
有没有人是这么样子的？
Anyone would do that?
有人举手说会，然后把蟑螂挑掉再继续吃。
One person say yes.
那怎么我佩服你？但是我想大部分的人都会是当一个就算是再漂亮的一道菜，再好吃的一道菜，里面有了污味，有了不洁，你就是不愿意再去吃它。
For most people, even if the dish looks beautiful and looks very delicious, even if it's dirty or it has contaminated, you would not want to eat it.
同样的，上帝是圣洁的。
Same thing, God is holy.
我们其实所谓祈求复兴，就是说我们要祈求跟上帝更亲近。
As we ask for revival, we want to draw closer to the Lord.
但如果我们有罪不认，
But if we have not confessed our sin,
我们如果有还能罪，我们自己坚持。
If we have persisted in our own sin,
在神的眼中，就好像在一碟好菜里面有一个发现一个死蟑螂一样。
In God's eye, just like a dish, a beautiful, delicious dish, there's a dirty cockroach in it.
神不会愿意亲近。
God would not be willing to draw close to us.
只有当我们把罪认了。
Only when we confess our sin,
把耶稣借着耶稣基督的宝血把我们的罪都洗清了。
Through the blood of Jesus Christ to cleanse our sin,
我们才能够成为洁净的器皿，合乎神所用。
Then we can become a clean vessel to be used by God.
所以呢，那个保罗在写信给提摩太的时候，他就有一个比喻。
So when Paul wrote the letter to Timothy, he had an example.
他说呢，什么在大户的人家有各种的器皿。
He said in a rich man's house there are many, many different kind of vessels.
有些是尊贵用途的。
Some were very precious.
啊，那是用来放在那里，啊，那摆最好的东西用的。
I use that to contain the most wonderful things.
但是有些是卑贱的器皿。
There are some vessels that's for daily use.
啊，那是啊，那用来做卑贱用途的。
Had a lowly task.
然后他告诉提摩太这个年轻人说，
And he told the young man Timothy,
他人若自洁，
that if you cleanse yourself,
能够还能是就能够变成合乎主用，
and to be used by God.
就是说人要选择是走一条圣洁的道，
that everyone should choose a way to be holy.
然后神才能够用这个，
then God will use you.
这也就是为什么我们需要来到神面前认罪，才会有复兴。
That's why we need to come before the Lord to confess our sin.
但是我们看到他们并不止于做一个认罪祷告就算了。
But they did not stop there, just confessing their sin.
因为我们从他们的生命当中，我们看见他们进一步的是踏实的，是做他们该做的事情。
Because from their life, we can see that they took one step further to do the thing that they have to do.
啊，像他们做了一个第三步很重要的，就是他们立约，确实过一个讨上帝喜悦的生活。
The very importantly, on step three, they covenanted to live a godly lifestyle.
啊，那我们在尼希米记九章三十八节看到。
The book of Nehemiah, chapter 9, verse 38.
因为这一切的事，我们立确实的约，写在册上。我们的首领利未人和祭司都签了名。
In view of all this, we are making a binding agreement, putting in writing, and our leaders, our Levites, and our priests are affixing their seals to it.
在尼希米记十章二十八到二十九节，
Nehemiah chapter 10 verse 28，
我们也看到说，其余的民、祭司、利未人、守门的、歌唱的、唱歌的、尼提宁和一切都弃绝邻邦居民，归服神律法的。并他们的妻子儿女，凡有知识能明白的，都随从他们贵胄的弟兄发咒起誓，必遵行神借着他仆人摩西所传的律法，谨守遵行耶和华我们主一切的诫命、典章、律例。
Verse 28 on, the rest of the people, priests, Levites, gatekeepers, musicians, temple servants, or who separate themselves from the neighboring people for the sake of the law of God, together with their wives and all their sons and daughters who are able to understand.
我们看到他们不单单只是说在神面前求一个赦免就走掉了。
Not only did they just ask for confession and just leave,
他们并且立志要从今以后遵守神的诫命。
They made a covenant to follow God's word from now on.
他们自己签了名。
They have signed it.
并且他们也彼此的提醒。
And they remind each other.
用今天的话就是说他们是立约，然后他们有他们的 accountability group.
Just, they have signed a covenant and they have accountability group for one another.
那是以致他们能够是互相的提醒，要遵守神的律法。
So they can remind each other to follow God's words.
我们看到他们在这个是所立的约当中有六项他们是认为最重要的。
We see that in the covenant there are six very important things.
我们知道他们读摩西的律法书有五卷，唱出利民心啊，那个是唱出利民声啊，那创世纪、出埃及记、利未记、民数记、生命记，所以在这五卷律法书之中，他们是将它浓缩成六个重要的重点。
We know they heard the reading of the Pentateuch, and from those five books, they distilled it to six points.
所以我们在接下来看到他们是立约，立什么约呢？
So we can see what kind of covenant they have made.
我们看到他们立的是敬虔生活有六个坚持。
We see the six priorities of a godly life.
第一，他们是坚持婚姻家庭的神圣。
Number one, uphold the sanctity of the family.
在尼希米记十章三十节记载说，他们立约，我们不将我们的女儿嫁给这地的居民，也不为我们的儿子娶他们的女儿。
Nehemiah chapter 10 verse 30, we promise not to give our daughters in marriage to the people around us or take their daughters for our sons.
其实这是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
不是说今天你的孩子不能够跟其他的种族通婚，不是这个意思。
It does not mean that your kids cannot marry people of different ethnicity.
而是说你如果今天你是基督徒，你要选择在主里的人。
But that if you're a Christian, you need to select Christians to marry.
那在出埃及记三十四章十二到十六节很清楚的解释。
Exodus chapter 34 verses 12 to 16 explained.
当时神不要他的子民跟周遭的那些拜偶像的居民通婚结亲，完全是因为信仰的理由。
At that time, the Lord did not want the Israelites to intermarriage with the people around them who worship idols because of religious reasons.
正如在出埃及记三十四章十二节跟十六节说。
In Exodus chapter 34, verses 12 to 16.
你们要谨慎，不可与你所去的那地的居民立约，恐怕他们成为你们中间的网络。
Be careful not to make a treaty with those who live in the land where you are going, or there will be a snare among you.
为什么又为你的儿子娶他们十六节，又为你们的儿子娶他们的女儿为妻，他们的女儿随从他们的神，就行邪淫，使你的儿子也随他们的神行邪淫。
Verse 16, when you choose some of the daughters as wife for your sons, and those daughters prostitute themselves to their gods, they will lead your sons to do the same.
其实这一句话，仔细去想很有意思。
If you think about this verse, it's actually very interesting.
他这里只提到那个是叫他们的儿子特别不要娶什么外邦的女儿为妻。为什么呢？因为这个太太如果不幸的，会把先生带到不幸的路上。
It's very interesting. You only talk about the sons should not marry the daughters of other religion because this wife will actually lead the husband to idolatry.
但是这里给我们看见神的话语很特有的一个的，可以说 insight 一个的见地。
We can see a very special insight in God's word.
如果一个家庭里这个妻子是信主的，它会影响全家孩子。
Because often in the family, when a wife is a believer, she will influence the whole family and actually teach the kids.
但是这里也提说什么？如果是儿子，只是儿子信主的，大概没有什么影响力。
But if only the son or the husband, the father is a believer, doesn't have as much influence.
我看过很多的那个是太太先信主的，往往能够把先生最后也带到主里。
And Reverend Lin has seen in many families, if the wife accepts the Lord first, often she can lead the husband to accept the Lord.
但是也很不幸的，我也看过很多很热心的弟兄娶一个不信主的妻子，最后就自己也冷淡了，也不去教会了。
But unfortunately, Reverend Lin has also seen that a Christian husband married a non-Christian, then eventually he also lost his faith.
所以呢，圣经里说，如果你是主里的，你结婚你要选择是主内的来结婚，那么你比较有福气，少一点心酸。
So in the Bible, it reminds you that if you're a Christian, you should marry people in the Lord.
所以呢，哥林多后书六章十四节就说了。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 and 15.
你们和不信的原不相配，不要同父一轭。
Do not be yoked together with unbelievers.
那这个不是说你今天你的先生或者太太不信，你就回去离婚，不是这个意思。
But this is not telling you to divorce your husband or wife who's not a believer.
而是说如果你还没有结婚的，你或者是你现在是 free 的，你要是选择的时候要选择主内。
If you're not married yet and you have a choice, you should choose Christians to marry.
然后这里也提醒了，是那圣经说信的跟不信的人应该有不同的价值观。
And talk about the value systems very different between believers and non-believers.
在古代，我不敢讲现代，当然就是在古代，基督徒跟不信的人是有很不同的价值观，对婚姻的看法。
I'm not sure about today, but at that time, the value system is very different between the believers and non-believers.
是因为在古代的时候，反正是在外邦的社会，对性的关系看得很随便。
At that time, for the unbelievers, the attitude toward sex was very casual.
但是在信主的圈子里面，对性跟婚姻是看得很神圣。
But for the believers, the concept of sex and marriage is very sanctified.
所以在哥林多后书七章一节跟哥林多前书六章十八到二十节就提到人在生命中要怎么样子保守自己。
So 2 Corinthians chapter 7, 1 and 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 18 to 20 talk about how we should live.
然后在希伯来书十三章四节说，婚姻人人都当尊重，常也不可无畏，因为苟合行淫的人，神必要审判。
Hebrews chapter 13 verse 4, marriage should be honored by all, and the marriage bed kept pure, for God will judge the adulterers and all the sexual immoral.
所以这个是为什么他们是立约，第一件事就是婚姻家庭的神圣。
That's why the first step is the holiness of the family.
我看过一些的圣经学者注释这段话的时候说，
Many Bible scholars has commented on this verse.
说因为婚姻家庭是信仰的最基本的单元。
Because marriage and family is the most important fundamental elements of faith.
所以当撒旦要撤毁一个教会，要撤毁一个社会，都是往往的是从破坏婚姻家庭开始。
So when Satan wants to attack a church or attack a community, often start with a family.
所以这是我们要特别的在神面前留意的地方。
This is something we need to pay special attention on.
第二，我们看到这些人，他们立约是要培育敬虔的后代。第三页。
Secondly, they talk about nurturing godly offspring.
那这个在尼希米记十章三十六节，他们说，我们愿意照律法上所写的，将我们的头胎的儿子和首生的牛羊都奉到我们神的殿，交给我们的神殿里供职的祭司。
Nehemiah chapter 10 verse 36, it is also written in the law, we will bring the firstborn of our sons and of our cattle, of our herds and of our flocks to the house of our God, to the priests ministering there.
但这个是要解释 一点。
We need to explain this a little bit.
是圣经上说头胎的是孩子是归耶和华为圣的。
The Bible said the firstborn of a kid belongs to the Lord.
当孩子生下来，他们带到圣殿去，把他奉献，然后把他赎回来，把他带回家里。
You bring the firstborn son to the temple, dedicate it, and then you redeem it back.
那这个意思就是说，是承认神在这个孩子生命中的主权。
Then you accept the authority of God in this child's life.
你表示说你愿意是把这个孩子是长大栽培，让他成为一个律法之子。
Then you're willing to dedicate this son to be the son of the law.
所以以色列人到十二岁认为成年的时候，他们有一个特别的仪式，这个孩子是要学会是。读希伯来文的圣经。
So in Israel, when a child reaches the age of 12, they need to learn to read in Hebrew, the book of the law.
是 同样的，我们也需要是把我们的孩子是带到神的里面。
We also need to bring our kids before the Lord.
在申命记六章四到九节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6 verses 4 to 9.
那神说，我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上，也要殷勤教训你的儿女。
These commandments that I give you today are to be on your heart. Impress them on your children.
无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论。
Talk about them when you sit at home, when you walk around the road, when you lie down, and when you get up.
也要系在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文。
Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your forehead.
要写在你房屋的门框上，并你的城门上。
Write them on the door frame of your houses and on your gates.
以色列人今天的犹太人是他们把这个好像做得很那个很具体化。
The Jewish people these days they actually apply this very literally.
有他的弟兄姐妹讲过，他买一个房子，发现在门框上有一个小纸卷。
Some people after they bought a house, they found that there's a small scroll on the door frame.
那打开一看，里面都是蝌蚪文，吓死了，以为是不是有咒语。
You open it, you cannot understand the writing, and maybe it's a curse of some sort.
那其实不是的。
It's not.
那个房子以前的主人是一个犹太人。
It's because the previous owner was Jewish.
他是还能按照犹太人的习惯，把那个这个希玛这几句话用希伯来文写了，放在一个小纸卷里，真是放在门框的一个是盒子里面。
It's according to their tradition, they have written these passages in Hebrew and put it on the door frame.
大家也最近可能看过一个新闻。
You may have heard a news lately.
那在飞机上有一次一个飞机吓死了，因为有人要接机，就好像赶紧降落了。
That in the On the flight, there is someone who tried to hijack the plane, so that it.
他们以为是喊的那个是劫机。
They thought someone was going to hijack.
其实不是，而是只是一些很保守的犹太人，他们喊的特人之间，每个人从袋子里拿出盒子里戴在头上，然后手上又戴一个盒子，然后开始站起来包了头。然后他们以为那个空中小姐以为他们是要劫飞机的，其实他们是开始祷告。
The flight attendant saw a group of people took out these boxes and tied on their forehead and their hands and put on their headgear and start praying. They saw and they start praying and the flight attendant thought they were going to hijack the plane.
那这是犹太人祷告，他们是把这些都是具体的是做出来。
This is because some Orthodox Jewish people they actually follow these rule literally.
但是对我们来讲，意思说这个的教导是我们要有一个基督化的是生活方式。
But for us, our teaching is that we need to make sure we have a Christian lifestyle at home.
那他这个字就对好了 ，Christian lifestyle。我不知道是中文怎么翻译，但是说好的那个，我们每个人都要过基督化的生活方式。
Every one of us need to live a Christian lifestyle.
当你有空的时候，你在家里你是讲什么呢
？At home, what do you talk to your kids about?
你是讲粗话呢？
Do you curse?
那你还是讲那个令人想到神的话语呢
？Or do you talk about things that remind people of the Lord?
我最近听到一个真人真事。
Recently, Reverend Lin had heard a story.
这次最近听到的。
It's recently just heard a story.
那美国人有些时候讲话不太留意。
Some Americans they just talk very casually.
然后在美国好像那个是十几岁开始来的，长大的有时候无意中会 pick up 很多这种口语俚语。
A lot of kids will pick up their colloquial words.
有一位我们认识的老弟兄八十几岁了，他十几岁来美国。
We have known a brother, he's in his 80s, but he came to the States when he was a teenager.
然后他无意之中就有一些的反正美国人讲话的俗语，其中一个字就是 shit。对不起，我在这里讲。
So he picked up some of these words and. In his casual conversation.
样子，然后呢，那个他有一个是侄女的孩子。
And his niece's kid.
那个那时候刚刚在成长。
Was very small at that time.
常常到他家里去玩。
And went to visit him often.
然后就无意中就听到了。
And heard this word.
然后这个侄女的孩子是去一个基督教学校的，回去了上学的也把这个话讲出来了。
And this kid went to a Christian school and was using the
那个先生一听了，吃惊啊，吓坏了。你怎么讲这么样子的话
？And the father was shocked to hear that.
那个还能老师还能很紧张。
And the teacher was very anxious.
问这个小孩
，asked the kid.
那是 这你怎么讲这么样子的话？
That why do you use that word? Where did you learn it from?
是童言无忌，小孩子说 ，My grand uncle said it.
The kids said, grand uncle said it.
真人真事。
It's a true story.
有时候我们可能觉得没有什么的一句啊，那普通的一句话，却能够是产生很大的影响。
Sometimes we casually say something that could cause great consequences.
所以我们怎么样子今天怎么样子行事为人，常常可能那个影响远大于你所想象。
So how do we live our life? What do we say? What do we do? Truly, can influence many people.
我们也看到，所以是什么呢？所以圣经上箴言书22:6说，教养孩童，使他走当行的道，就是到老他也不偏离。
In Proverbs 22:6, start children off on the way they should go, and even when they are old, they will not turn from it.
并且我们要知道，
and we need to know,
如果你今天神给你一个是健康的孩子，
if God given you a healthy child,
那是一个正常的孩子，
it's a normal child,
让他可能够是乖的成长的孩子，
it's a good kid,
你更应当存一个感恩的心，
you,
把他是奉献给神。
You need to have a grateful heart and dedicate.
正如撒母耳的母亲，当撒母耳生下的时候，他是多么的感谢。
Just like Prophet Samuel, his mother was very grateful when Samuel
was born. 他在撒母耳记上1:27-28说，
First Samuel chapter 1:27-28.
我祈求要得这孩子，耶和华已经将我所求的赐给我。
I pray for this child, and the Lord has granted me what I ask of him.
所以我将这孩子归于耶和华，使他终身归于耶和华。
So now I give him to the Lord. For his whole life, he will be given over to the Lord.
神应了许了你的祷告。
God has answered your prayer.
给你一个健康的孩子。
Have given you a healthy
child. 给你一个正常的孩子。
Give you a normal child.
能让他能够聪明、智慧、成长。
That he can grow and healthy.
我们所能够做的就是把他奉献给神。
What we can do is dedicate a child to the Lord.
让他能够在神的道中成长。
He can grow in the way of the Lord.
我们也看到他们是在他们立约当中，他们是不惜代价的愿意谨守上帝的诫命。
In the covenant, we also see that they are willing to keep the Lord's commandments at all cost.
尼希米记10:31
Nehemiah chapter 10:31.
他们立约说，这地的居民若在安息日或什么圣日带了货物和粮食来卖给我们，我们必不买。每逢第七年，必不耕种。凡欠我们的债，必不追讨。这些都是其实是摩西五经里的教导。
Verse 31, when the neighboring people bring merchandise or grain to sell on the Sabbath, we will not buy from them on the Sabbath or on any holy day.
这句话是什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
是我们坐在那里不干事吗？不是如此。
Does that mean we just sit around and do nothing?
而是说我们愿意为了信仰的缘故而付出代价。
They're willing to pay the cost for our faith.
我们如果要复兴，
if we want to revival,
我们就需要愿意为信仰而付出代价。
We need to be willing to pay the price for our faith.
我们读教会的历史，早期的教会，他们虽然被极度的逼迫，但是他们很复兴。
We can see from church history, the early church, when they were persecuted, they actually prospered.
当时还的那个信耶稣是要杀头的，要丢去喂狮子的。
At that time, if you're a believer, you could be killed.
会绑在火柱上烧死的。
To be burned alive or to be eaten by
liars. 但是教会却冉冉兴旺。
But the church actually grew.
我们看见近代中国也是如此。
We can see that in Chinese church history.
当49年的时候的那个宣教士都被勒令离开。
When the missionaries were kicked out of China in 1949.
然后在文革的时候，所有的教堂都关门，包括三自的教堂都关门。
And during the Cultural Revolution, all churches were closed.
然后改革开放之后，我们发现其实教会更为兴旺，中国有更多的基督徒。
Yeah, after the Cultural Revolution, we see that there even more Christians than before in China.
为什么很多传道人欢喜到中国去讲呢？去教学，去好那传道
？Why do many pastors willing and want to go to China to preach the gospel message now?
因为他们看见那一种的火热的心。
Because they can see the passion of the people there for the Lord.
我自己没有去过，不过我听很多那个主内的同工讲过。
Reverend Lin had not been there to teach, but he had heard many co-workers.
他们说那些人做礼拜，很多人拿了自己的椅子，很早的走大概几个小时的路去做礼拜。
For Sunday worship, people are willing to walk a few hours and bring their own chair to worship the Lord.
我们那些弟兄好像最近出去短宣的那些，他们常常是从早教到晚，但是那些人还是继续的学习。
For some of our brothers and sisters that went to a short-term mission to teach, they teach all day long, and people are very zealous to learn.
我现在我们是这个教会大概没有，以前我在一个教会里碰到什么，有人说我今天来聚会，附近找不到车位，我不来了，我回家了。
Reverend Lin had heard that someone said they came to church, they couldn't find parking, they just left.
这是多么大的对比。
This is such a huge contrast.
我们要求复兴，我们就要愿意是为遵行神的诫命而来到，是付上代价。
When we ask for revival, we'll be willing to keep the Lord's commandment at all cost.
我们是愿意，是因为我们是基督徒的缘故，愿意有所不为，愿意因此遭受损失。然而，为了主的缘故。
Because we're Christians, we're willing to suffer loss and give up our rights as Christians.
坦白讲，如果不然的话，我们只是让大家来很形式化的做个祷告，那没有用的。
If we just come here to pray as a ritual, then it's useless.
我们需要的是，我们真的是要在神面前立约，来到遵行神的话，彼此勉励，这么样子做。
We need to make a covenant with the Lord and truly to live out His words and hold each other accountable for it.
教会才会有复兴。
Then the church will have revival.
举个例子，从一个很简单的事开始。
A very simple example.
对不起，我给这里给大家一个挑战。
We'll give you a challenge.
如果你要复兴的话
，If you want a revival,
你可不可以每个礼拜天早一点来做个祷告，然后才开始聚会
？Are you willing to come early on Sunday?To pray, to prepare your hearts before the worship service.
我知道我们今天在座的很多的长职同工都准时，但是我也知道我们很多的大家都是习惯性的迟到十五分钟。
I know that many brothers and sisters in our church always come on time, but there are also many of you that do not come here on time.
我知道，然后你们都是我的 answer to my prayer.
I know that you're all answers to my prayer.
为什么呢？当我祷告完了、牧祷完了之后，一张开眼，大家都在这里了。
Sometimes after Reverend Lin has prayed a pastoral prayer, then suddenly there's a lot more people.
开始的时候一般没有几个人。
In the beginning, they're very, very few.
特别是我有外来讲员的时候，我最害怕。
Especially when we have speakers, it's very embarrassing.
那个望望下面大概只有十来二十个人。
You take a look in the beginning, there's only like 10, 20 people.
然后那外来讲员觉得这个牧师很有那能力。
And the guest speaker may think that the pastor's prayer was very effective.
And then, because he 一祷告完了，大家都出现了。
The after pastoral prayer, suddenly there are a lot more people.
我们要愿意为遵行上帝的诫命，或者是因为爱主的缘故，是愿意是付上代价。
We need to be willing to pay a cost, to love the Lord and to keep the Lord's commandment.
我们今天什么都有然后什么都已经付清，这是因为以前的人付了代价。
Today we have so much, it's because many people have paid a price for us already in the past.
那有些他们还在当中。
Many of them still among us.
我们今天也需要的是愿意为神的家的缘故，为信仰的缘故付上代价。
Today we need you to be willing to pay a cost.
不是单单在教堂里的时候。
Not just for our church,
更是在我们生命里面。
In our life,
当我们愿意这么做的时候
，we're willing to do this,
我们会看到复兴。
We can see revival.
最后我们看到的是他们最后那三点，其实我们看见的是他们愿意支持神的家的事工。
Last three points, we can see they're willing to support the house of the Lord.
我想请大家回去慢慢的仔细看。
Can take a look at it yourself at home.
但是我想特别提出的就是说，我们看见他们为圣殿的事工是来到奉献，他们也为圣殿的事工来到参与。
They're willing to participate and tithe for the house of the Lord.
在以斯拉记六章八到十节那里，我们看得很清楚。
In the book of Ezra, chapter 6, verse 8 to 10.
当时波斯皇朝哈呢，叫他们这些人可以回去重建圣殿的时候，其实是有政府的资金来的支持他们。
At that time, the Persian Empire allowed them to go back and give them some resources to build the temple.
以斯拉记六章八到十节那里记载是皇帝的旨意的其中的一部分。
Ezra chapter 6, 8 to 10 talk about a small portion of the decree.
然后还呢是会拨款，是支持他们的经费。
They have given them financial support to build the temple.
甚至在当时圣殿所需要的牛犊、公绵羊、绵羊羔，所用的麦子，所有的一切都会有的供应。
Whatever is needed, young bulls, rams, male lambs for burnt offering to the God of heaven, and wheat, salt, wine, and olive oil, everything was provided.
但是神的子民，他们不是说哦，政府付钱，那种我们就不用参与了，我们就好像那个享受就好。
But the God's people did not say, oh, the government will provide for everything and we don't need to give anymore.
他们想得更长远。
They think about long-term needs.
他们想到有一天他们国家的支持会断绝。
They think about someday the government will not provide anymore.
但是他们神的子民要支持神的工作。
The God's people will continue to support God's work.
他们想得更深入。
They thought about long-term plan.
因为他们想到的不是说他们那个有需要我们才给。
He doesn't give just because there's a need.
那他们看到的是我们能够参与神的事工是我们的福气。
They see that the ability, the privilege to involve in God's ministry.
其实在先知书里面我们知道神说千山上的牛羊都是我的，其实我们不需神不需要我们什么东西。
Yeah, because we know that everything actually belongs to the Lord. God doesn't need anything from us.
不是好像今天说、哦、教堂缺钱了，所以你们赶快奉献，不是这么样。
It's not that the church needs money, please give.
那样子的话呢，我们只要请一个有钱的人，他能 underwrite 就行了，大家都不用奉献了。
Otherwise, we just need one person, one wealthy person to write and for the church, and no one else need to participate.
不是的。
That's not true.
我们能够在神的事工上有份，是我们的福气。
It's truly a blessing.
是我们的祝福。
It's our blessing in order to have.
所以我们在哥林多后书八章一到五节那里看到当时的腓立比的教会，他们就有这种的是属灵的深度和了解。
So we can see in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verses 1 to 5, they have this kind of spiritual insight.
在这张粉红的纸上，当然这里所提到的马其顿教会其实就是腓立比的教会。
He has talked about Macedonian church is actually specific talk about the church in Philippi.
他们在患难中受大试炼的时候然有满足的快乐，在极穷之间是还格外显出他们乐捐的厚恩。
In the midst of a very severe trial, the overflowing joy and the extreme poverty welled up in rich generosity.
一个很穷的教会。
A very poor church.
但他们在神的眼中是富有的。
But in God's eye, they are very rich.
因为他们没有看见说我们穷，我们什么都不能做。
They did not say that they're poor, they could not give.
他们是虽然穷，他们却看见说我们可以做一些事，是来到帮助神的家。
Even though they're poor, they're still willing to chip in to help God's work.
他们太穷了，所以当时保罗不好意思问他们开口说，你们捐点钱支持帮助耶路撒冷的贫穷的信徒。
Because they were so poor, Paul did not dare to ask them to give to Jerusalem.
但是他们不需要保罗去募捐，他们反而是求，再三的求保罗说，让他们在供给圣徒的恩情上有份。
But they actually asked Paul to have a part in contributing to God's work.
并且他们所做的很重要，为什么他们能够这么做？
Why can they do this?
他们是照神的旨意先把自己献给主，然后又归附了是使徒们。
They do according to God's word, dedicate themselves to the Lord first.
这就是复兴。所以我们看见保罗写信给腓立比的教会的时候，保罗是很称赞他们。
As we can see, when Paul was writing to the church in Philippi, he praised them.
我们看见还能保罗写两封信给哥林多的教会，第一封信把他们骂一顿，第二封信还是要把他们还能那个鼓励起来。
Yet his letter to the church in Corinth, he was scolding them and trying to encourage them.
但是还能当他写给腓立比的时候、他是欢欢喜喜地想到他们，因为是什么？他们从第一天开始就与 保罗同心合意兴旺福音。
But when he wrote to church in Philippi, he was full of joy because they were co-worker with him from day one.
哥林多的教会是一个大的教会，有钱的教会。
The Corinthian church is a very rich church.
但是啊，那个腓立比的教会是一个贫穷的啊，那穷光蛋的教会。
The Philippian church is a very poor church.
但是我们一看，我们不难看到这两个教会的属灵的程度的。相的对比
we can see the contrast in their spiritual maturity.
所以不在乎教会的大小
So it does not matter how big the church is.
不在乎人数的多寡
Doesn't matter how big and how many people in that church.
不在乎我们经济的能力
Doesn't matter how rich that church is.
而是我们愿意为主付出有多少
But most importantly, the willingness to pay our cost to the Lord.
所以我们看见他们是愿意在神的事工上有份。
They're willing to be involved in God's work.
他们甚至是从如果你再继续的看下去，你就知道在尼希米记里面，他们甚至连圣殿用的柴，他们都是特意的，大家每家只带去。
You can see in Nehemiah chapter 10, even the wood that needs for the altar, that every family will bring them.
柴吗
？Wood.
有钱去买好了吗？
If you're rich, you can just go buy them.
但是他们不是。
But that's not what they did.
因为他们看见这个柴是圣殿上献祭用的。
Because this wood is for the offering.
所以他们是每一家都带来。
And every family are willing to bring the wood themselves.
这就是复兴，复兴。
This is true revival.
所以我们最后当然看到他们是十分取一而奉献，按照神的教导。
Lastly, we'll talk about the tithing to the house of the Lord.
啊，那在马太福音23:23给我们看见，不单旧约是赞成要十一奉献，耶稣所讲的话里面也要求十一奉献。
Matthew 23:23, we see that not just in the Old Testament, but in the New Testament, in Jesus' own words, he also supported the tithing.
因为耶稣在这里所讲的话说，这更重要的是你们当行的，就是说是什么？是公义、怜悯、信实。但是那亚是不可不行的，就是将薄荷、茴香、芹菜以及一切所有的献上十分之一。
He said, but you have neglected the more important matter of the law, justice, mercy, and faithfulness. You should have practiced the latter without neglecting the former.
有人说十一奉献只是旧约的，这是不对的。
Some people said tithing is only in the Old Testament.
因为耶稣这句话里面清清楚楚说，公义、怜悯、信实是当行的，是最重要的。但是另外十一奉献也是不可不行的。
But Jesus' word here says, yes, it's very important to have justice, mercy, and faithfulness, but you should not neglect the tithing.
耶稣没有说是纳税前、纳税后。
Jesus did not say this is pre-tax or post-tax.
但是呢，耶稣说，十一奉献是不可不行的。
But he's very clear saying you should not neglect the tithing.
这是呢，每个人在神面前的例子。
This is your determination before the Lord.
所以呢，耶稣在约翰福音14那里提醒我们说
，Last in John chapter 14，
人若爱我，就必遵守我的道。
Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching。
我父也必爱他，并且我们要到他那里去与他同住。
My father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them。
什么是复兴
？What is revival？
不是只是做一个祷告
，It's not just one prayer。
也不是只是那形式上去认罪
，It's not just confess in a ritualistic。
而是说我们愿意是真正的付上代价来到跟神更为亲近。
They're willing to pay our price to draw close to the Lord.
然后在圣经里面
In the Bible.
那耶稣答应说
Jesus promises that.
当我们遵行他的道他会跟我们很亲近。
That if we obey his teaching, he will draw close to us.
所以复兴是有路可走的。
So there's very clear steps to revival.
但是需要我们每个人愿意在神面前与神立约，来到是以他为首，以他为先，以他为我们的一切。
But we need to be willing individually to come before the Lord to make a covenant with Him to set Him as a priority in our lives.
这么样子，我们才会有复兴。
Then we will have revival.
阿门。求神帮助我们。
May God help us all.
让我们是真正的在神面前 又复兴。
We truly can have revival in the Lord.
让我们现在是唱一首的诗歌，这首诗歌是在夏令会里面我们唱的会歌。
We'll sing a hymn, right now.
中文聚会是当作会歌，241首照样差你。
Number 241.
让我们回应神的话。
Let's respond to God's word. So send I you to labor rewarded.
圣餐是教会合一的象征。The Lord's Supper is a symbol of church unity. 所以今天我们是一同的领圣餐。So today we are going to receive the Lord's Supper together. 让我们同心祷告。Let us pray, and I shall pray first in Chinese and then in English.全能慈悲的天父，我们感谢你，因为你爱我们，并且差遣独生子耶稣基督为我们的罪死在十字架上，以致凡亲近他的人都能够使罪得赦免，并且领受主般的恩赐。我们感谢主，是因为在耶稣在被卖的那一夜拿起饼来，祝谢了就掰开说，这是我的身体，是为你们众人所舍的，你们以后当如此行，为的是纪念我。饭后耶稣也这样拿起杯来说，这杯是我的血所立的新约，是为你们众人赦罪所流出，你们以后当喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。现在求主差遣圣灵，将这饼和杯分别为圣，以致当我们领受主的饼和主的杯的时候，我们可以领受我主耶稣基督的身体及宝血，以致我们的身体因耶稣的身体得以洁净，我们的灵魂因耶稣的宝血得以洗清。如此，基督就常住在我们心中，我们也常住在基督之内。阿们。Almighty and most merciful Father, we give you thanks, for you love us so much that you sent Jesus Christ to die on the cross for our sins, that those who believe in him may have remission of sins and also may have eternal life. We give you thanks that Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper so that we may have a lasting memorial of his love and assurance of our unity. And he...On the night of his betrayal, he gave you thanks. He took the bread and said, This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
Likewise, after supper, he took the cup and he gave you thanks and said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Now may your Holy Spirit bless these gifts of bread and juice, that they may become for us the body and blood of Jesus Christ our Lord, that by partaking these elements, we will open our hearts to receive Christ into our lives, that our body may be cleansed by his sacred body, and our souls be purified by his sacred blood, so that we may abide always in him and he in us. Amen.圣餐是为所有受过洗的弟兄姐妹所预备的，所以无论你是婴孩洗礼、成人洗礼，你是浸水礼、点水礼，我们都欢迎你跟我们一同领受。如果你还没有信耶稣、没有受洗，我们是建议你等待，等到你信耶稣、受了洗之后领受，对你更有意义。The Lord's Supper is traditionally reserved for those who have been baptized. Therefore, we welcome you to have communion together, whether you be baptized as an infant or as an adult, whether you were baptized by sprinkling or by immersion. We all welcome you. But if you are not yet a Christian or you have not yet been baptized, we would like to ask you to wait till you have been baptized, because then the Lord's Supper will be more meaningful and significant to you. Let us partake the bread of Christ together. 让我们一同领受主的饼。 Let us partake the cup of Christ together. Remember that Christ loved us and he died for us. 让我们一同领受主的杯，让我们记得主爱我们，他为我们而死。让我们恭敬站立，我们一同是唱主祷文，作为我们同心的祷告。Let us sing the Lord's Prayer together. Oh, Father.
Please receive the benediction in prayer.
你接受我们的祝福。
The Lord bless you and keep you.
愿耶和华赐福给你，保护你。
The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you.
愿耶和华使他的脸光照你，赐恩给你。
The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace.
愿耶和华向你扬脸，赐你平安。
So we will put his name on the people of the world.
他们要如此奉我的名为以色列人祝福。
And the Lord will bless them and us now and forever.
我也要赐福给他们。
Amen.
Amen. 请坐 ，please be seated.